Hey guys, welcome to Strength 101. This is our first episode of the podcast. I am Nick Byam. I'm your co-host, and I'm with
Matresa Conroe.
Excellent. So today we're just going to get into, we're just going to chat. We're going to find out a little bit more about Matresa. We'll use our first couple episodes to just learn about the co-host. We both work at Strength Academy, which is a strength training gym in River Falls where we focus on strength training classes for general population. So very traditional weight training, at least on our Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes where we do, you know, all the basics. Your squats, your deadlifts, your rows, your bench press, your pull-ups. We try to hit the major things, and it's really a place where people can go. If you're, you know, the 40-year-old mom who wants to start strength training, you're like, man, I don't want to go to a gym and just figure it out on my own, and I don't have the money for a personal trainer. We thought there should be a class system for traditional strength training so that people can stick some muscle mass on their bones, and that's what we've been doing. It's been awesome. Yeah.
It's been a good ride.
Yeah. Matresa, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and we'll just roll.
Oh, man.
Or you can talk to me. That's
I'll talk to you.
Less awkward.
Right. What is there? Okay. Well, anyways, I am 25. I went to...
Good for you.
I don't know what I'm saying. I am from a small little town in Minnesota, and I started at Strength Academy.
You gotta shout out your town.
Oh, yeah. Hometown shout out
pride.
Rice. Shout out Rice.
How
Anyone
big
knows
Rice?
Where Rice is. Rice is like, I don't know, maybe 5,000 people now. It's gotten kind of
okay.
Big.
Okay. I didn't realize it was that small.
Maybe I'm crazy. I feel like it was not even 1,000 people when my parents moved there
no
26
joke.
Years ago. So now, I mean, maybe there's a lot of outskirts, I guess.
How many people in your graduating class?
Well, I had to go to, like, the next town
over.
Like,
so
it was
Sauk
Rapids Rice was my high school.
Oh,
so okay. They added in the Rice kids. But I graduated with, like, 300 kids.
You can cut this part, but it sounds like you're Asian when you keep saying the Rice kids. Whatever, we can keep it.
Yeah,
this is just our podcast. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so 5,000 people.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
I don't even know.
Ish.
Maybe 3,000.
Okay.
Know. Something like that. So it's small. There's like literally it's the definition of people saying like a one horse town. There's just one church, a small elementary school.
And one horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one horse.
Cool. You lived there your whole life?
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Same house my whole freaking life.
Yeah.
Love it. They still live there to this day.
Yeah.
It's good. Then I came to River Falls. Shout out River Falls. Next place to shout out. Been loving River Falls. Went to college here, and then stuck around, found Strength Academy. Now I've been coaching for over 2 years now in February. So,
Do you always want to be a coach?
No.
No?
No.
What was like, all right, let's start from like young. When you're like six, what does Matresa want to be?
When I was six, I'm trying to think. Actually, I think I wanted to be a mechanic, like work on cars.
No joke?
Yeah,
because
my dad did it. Yeah.
You
my
do.
Dad does that for a side gig, so I like
I feel like
it.
Twice in the last month you fixed one of the coach's car problems. Like when Darren came in, he's like, I think something's wrong with my turbocharger. You're like, you don't have a turbocharger.
Yeah, your car doesn't come with that.
Yeah, like, you would know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so mechanic.
Yeah, I want to do that. And then my mom told me, and guys, this is not true. My mom told me that was not a girl's job. And I'm like, that's not true.
You're like, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, what the heck?
I want to be a princess.
Yeah. Never. I was much a tomboy. And I feel like I probably still channel that to this day, but it's nothing wrong with it. I like it.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah.
Then you like
do that.
Get into high school and stuff. Then what do you want to do? Like you're like thinking about college. What did you? Well, you majored in exercise science, so you must have been thinking about it a little bit.
Well, I didn't even know. I honestly just like went to school to run track. I didn't even know what I wanted to do. Honestly, then I thought I'd want to be like
very similar in that.
Yeah.
Just like
figure it out later.
I'm just going to school to run track. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when I realized obviously I need to figure out something, I wanted to be like I thought a physical education teacher would be super fun. And then I realized I didn't think I'd want to be a teacher, so I picked.
I can see you crushing at that.
It'd be kind of fun, but the kids would be fun, I'm sure, but it deterred me because I was like, oh gosh, I have to be in front of everyone to like practice like teaching class.
You, knowing you now, you did not want to get in front of people to like talk and teach?
Yeah,
okay.
Yep, did not want to do that.
Weird.
So then, I know, so then I was like, okay, I'm just going to be a track coach. And then when I realized that does not
because you don't have to talk to
money.
Anybody when you're a track coach.
Yeah. Well, when I was like, I can just do that, but I realized that that's not like a job you just have unless you're like a D1 or Olympic coach,
you're not,
and that's
like,
not like that's
you're not making a living as a high school track coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Somebody out there is, good for you.
Yeah, and if you are, let me know the secret. No, I'm just kidding. But
did you just do track in high school?
And cross country, but
okay.
I wasn't
just
as good
that,
at it
though.
Since I was a sprinter.
Did you play any sports other than that, like growing up?
I was in cheerleading and I was in dance.
So no ball sports whatsoever.
I tried
you
basketball, but I didn't
like
it.
Them?
No, I didn't. The girls were mean.
That's what deterred you. Ruined sports for life for you.
Dude, girls were mean in basketball. I don't know, they rip your hair and stuff.
Damn.
They do.
Rice
they
kids
do.
Get after it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So no, yeah, that's wild. I'm going to have to, we'll have to bring a basketball to the gym and see. I love it when people who have never played like basketball, I just like watching them dribble.
Yeah.
Not that I'm any good at it, but it's fun for me.
I remember in like fifth grade, I had to learn how to do all that. Like we'd have like, it was like Tuesday, Thursdays, and teach you how to dribble, teach you how to do a layup, like all that fun stuff. And I thought like that was going to be my thing. Cause my mom was a good basketball player. So I was like, I'm going to do that too. And I was like, yep, nope, I'm going to stick to things that's not coordination.
I know this is not always how it is, but I feel as though like people... Like, you either have, like, hand-eye coordination, you gravitate towards ball sports, or you're like, yeah, I kind of suck at that, and so I'm going to do, like, track and dance and everything.
Yeah.
I had a roommate in college, so at Marquette, when I was there for 2 years, and this guy was just stupid fast. Fastest man in Milwaukee. Shout out Tyler O'Brien, fastest man in Milwaukee.
Oh, dang, okay. But,
so Tyler is, he's stature-wise, he's shorter than most people. I can't remember how tall he is, but he's short. Completely ginger. He used to tell me if I had ginger kids, I should just drown them right away because it's not worth growing up that way.
Oh,
hilarious. But he was so fast, went to nationals, Division I for track. But if you put like a basketball in his hands, he looked like, you know, a 50-year-old woman who'd never touch a basketball, and he would bounce with it.
Oh, it's just funny. Like,
you put a ball in his hands, no athleticism, run in a straight line.
He can just kill
one
everyone.
Of the best in the nation.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah.
Well, we all have our talents, right?
Yeah. What'd you run in track?
I ran the 100, the 200, 4x1, 4x2, and then I tried long jump for a little bit.
Long jump pan out for you? Not really?
No, not really.
No?
It just, I think I was, I don't know, when you're younger, you feel like, oh, you know what you're doing, and like I felt like the running was definitely just my thing, and I couldn't do anything else. But yeah. I think if I would have like given it more of a chance, I probably would have liked it more. But I just liked the short stuff getting done with it.
Yeah.
But,
and then you were like, I'm going to college to run track.
Yeah.
How did you decide on River Falls?
That's actually a funny story. One of my friends, one of my best friends this day, but from middle school, high school, she ended up coming to school here. Her sister went to school here. And, like, we came here for a party in high school to, like, check out River Falls and see what it was all about. And I was like, I would never come to
Some
Wisconsin.
Some underage drinking will always help convince you.
I promise you, we weren't drinking, though, I will be honest, because we were too scared.
Like, Mom, if you're watching this.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to be the soccer captain senior year, so she's like, I can't get caught drinking. So we were sober at this party, and people were thinking we're college kids.
Weirdo kids in the corner that...
No, they all thought we were fitting in with them, because we just like took their clothes and tried to like make ourselves
look good. You took their clothes?
Yeah, her sister's clothes.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You know, you borrow clothes, you know?
Sure, sure.
I don't have siblings. I wouldn't get it. But anyways, so we were at the party. We went to the party, and they were like, oh, what if like we would have went... Like, what if we would go to school here? And I was like, I'm not going to school in Wisconsin. Like, my dream was going to Nebraska, so I was like, I'm going to go to Nebraska for school.
I forgot about your Nebraska affliction.
Yeah, so I wanted to go there, but then... I realized that like Nebraska is just a big business school, and like there literally had no major that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then they have like another college in Nebraska that's like a part of, you know, the big UN, like whatever.
University of Nebraska dash.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It was like Kearney, and my grandma lived there.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, I want to go there. But I was like, I just missed the mark to run track there because it was D2.
Oh, okay.
So then I was like, I don't know. I think I'm
You like called them and everything, tried to walk on. And,
yeah. They said I could potentially walk on. I had to get like my times a little bit faster is what it was for me. So then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do that. Well, then I never did. And then like March of my senior year, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to go to River Falls. So I like talked to the track coach, got on there. And then like it was literally like all my friends knew where they were going. I had no idea. And I was like all anxious about it. And then I realized I'm like, this is cheaper. I'll just go here and I'll figure it out. Like my friend's here. Yeah. My one from high school that we went to the party there. She was already here. She's a year older than me. So I came here, and I'm very grateful. I obviously did because I loved it.
So you were like, then right when you started, you're like, exercise science, that's my jam?
No. I came in undecided. And then for quite a while.
I like this. Your life's way more random than I thought. You're like, you know, you present as very put together. So
yeah,
I kind of thought you would have been like the person with like your pros and cons list. And you like, these are my top two schools.
I was the most unprepared person for college whatsoever. I just literally showed up and was like, I'll figure it out.
You just knew you wanted to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I should probably go figure it out. And then because I've never actually liked school. Like school I actually like always hated. Which I don't
know
why.
Were you good at it or not really?
No. But I didn't really apply myself, I can honestly say. Like, I feel like if I would have applied myself better, I would have been better at it.
Well, you don't sit still well, and I feel like that's, like, a thing
that was pretty hard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I loved, like, once I actually got into my classes and I decided I want to do exercise and sports science, I did enjoy it a little bit more just because I actually enjoyed learning what I was being taught.
Yeah.
But.
So, like, at what point, okay, so you're coming up on the end of college. How long did you run track for? You didn't do it the whole time, right?
No, I only did it my first 2 years.
Yeah. Why'd you stop?
I didn't love the coach, and I just kind of, like, I hate to say it because, like, I feel bad for, like, anyone out there that's had a coach like this, but I feel like the coach kind of just, like, made me, like, lose the love for the sport a little bit.
Yeah.
And,
how
like,
so?
She didn't show up for practices.
What? The head coach?
Yes. She wouldn't show up for practice.
Head coach isn't still there, right?
Oh, God, no. Okay. No, she didn't last very long. But, yeah,
that
she, like,
sucks.
Wouldn't show up for class, or, like, class, I mean, for practice and stuff. Yeah. And, like, just wasn't, like, she was a good person, but, like, she wasn't very committed to coaching us. Like, we had, like, I remember we needed, like, a girl for high jump, and they were like, oh, can you, like, practice high jump? I'm like, sure, I'll try it.
Yeah, sure, I'll just pick it up.
Yeah, but we had no high jump coach. So, yeah. Like, my teammates were teaching me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, this is dumb. Like, it was just, and, like, the track wasn't very, at that point, I'd say, when I was, like, there, that it wasn't cared about, honestly.
Yeah, like, it was, like, the redheaded just, stepchild.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And, like, half people didn't even know we had a track team, and then the people that did, like, hated the track team for some reason, which I don't know why. Like, there were a small group. We didn't even make
stupid
up.
Stupid runners.
We didn't even make up half of a team, any other team in the WIAC.
You mean, like, we just had low numbers?
Yeah. Like, oh, literally, sucks. We didn't even make up half of a team anywhere.
Track's, like, got to be one of the hardest sports for you not to be. Like, if you're not phenomenal as an individual and you're not good as a team, mm-hmm. it's like you're just punishing yourself in practice every day yeah. for, like, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. So, yeah, it was, like, pretty crazy experience.
But coaches matter, though. So I transferred out of Marquette for the same reason. I loved the team. Like, we weren't good in the Big East by any means. I mean, we were just against, like, such bigger schools. We were just getting crushed all the time, which that was fine. Like, because, you know, track can be such an individual sport.
Yeah.
But I was a high jumper, and we also didn't have a high jump coach. And so, well, they had some
at
success.
At your D1 school?
Yeah.
You did not have a high jump coach.
No. It was just like you said, the like track was the redheaded stepchild at Marquette too. Like now it's not anymore because they've shifted the conferences around. They've won some conference championships and stuff.
Nice.
So now I think it's a lot better. I don't know. I'm not really in contact there, but I like there was a guy who the head coach was more of like a 400 meter guy, but then he was trying to coach high jump, and that wasn't really working out that great. Me and him butt heads a little bit. And then my second year there, they get this guy who was a phenomenal, like, triple jump, long jump coach. And he was just like, oh, I'll learn how to coach the high jumpers. And so I loved the team. Like, I loved the school and everything. Mm-hmm. But then I found myself, because I'm I always really want to know, what can I do to improve this? And so I would have myself at my computer in my dorm room. I would be just constantly watching all these professional high jumpers and, like, pausing, like, the video at takeoff and looking at the angle of their like, all these things just to try to learn. I was watching these high jump education videos. And at some point, I just felt like I'm coaching myself.
Yeah.
And I was frustrated. And whether when you're young, you just are blaming other people or something. But I just convinced myself that, wow, I feel like I could do way better if I actually had a coach.
Yeah.
And so then I ended up transferring. And I did get a high jump coach and jumped better. But still, it's like, if I had just had a high jump coach, maybe I would have stayed there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You know,
but.
Well, I feel like, okay, it's one thing. I mean, I feel like everyone should have, especially in track, like there's so many different events. Like, I feel like there needs to be coaches for all the events, or at least
for
like
sure.
that covers
college level.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, especially D1 level for you, like D3,
D3's
whatever.
A little different.
But like D1, like, come on. Like, they should have that, their ducks in a row at that point. Like,
Yep. You're
literally getting paid to go there. Well, not paid, but like you're getting your school covered, right?
I mean,
you're getting,
well,
and like
yeah.
also, you're good. Like, I hope that you get, like.
I think Division I scholarships for track are way, like, people.
Yeah.
You're not, at least at a small school. Like, Marquette was, like, track as a small sport. You are not on a full ride unless you were, like, bomb.com.
Didn't you have class with Jimmy Butler?
I did. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's like the one thing that anybody remembers about my time.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I had a summer class. I think it was a philosophy class. And he wasn't like Jimmy Butler at the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know how good he really was. Cause at the time we were just post Dwayne Wade era. I'm not sure, you know,
yeah,
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, but, so Jimmy Butler wasn't like all that or anything yet, but he was sitting in the back of class, with one of the basketball girls and with his hood up the entire time in the summer, there was like six of us in class. And so teacher would call on him and he'd go, I don't know. Every time, would not speak. You know, he knew he was not there to learn. He was there to play basketball.
Yeah.
And so every day I would go off to go to the weight room at the same place he would. And him and the girl basketball player would always walk like 15 feet in front of me. And it was just the basketball team was so untouchable there that they never talked to me. I never talked to them, even though for the whole summer we both walked to the same place.
Wait, that's really
And maybe
funny.
I was intimidated because they were like the shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
well, it worked out.
We didn't
for
become
him.
Buddies. I
yeah,
wish we had, because That would have been
cool. Be a cool connection.
But yeah, and then so like I didn't, you know, keep track of his like his progress or anything because I don't really watch basketball that much. And then all of a sudden, like I'm watching like when he was on the Bulls and he's shutting down LeBron. I'm like, shit, that guy's good.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah. Oh my God, I know I'm him. Like,
I should have at least gotten him to sign my philosophy test or something. Yeah, you know, like, could be worth some money.
But shout out Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he's spending his time watching this.
You never know.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. That's funny.
Okay, so how'd you get into coaching then? So you're done with track. You had COVID during your college career, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, that was my junior and like senior year. So like it was like the end of my senior year, we started coming back to classes and stuff.
So they send you guys all home when that happened?
Yeah.
Like, go home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I was already living off campus, so I just like lived in my campus house and then like, yeah, because I still worked. Just
isolated and yeah. Did nothing.
It was the weird. That was like probably the creepiest thing ever because I remember them. I like got done with class. That March, and they were like, 2020, and they're like, guys, like, you're not coming back for a while. Like, you're go yeah. home. And like, it was, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, this, it seemed like it was a movie. I'm like, well, what do you mean we're not coming back? Like, what's yeah. going on? And then,
because you're all gonna die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
that
how
was
the
feeling at the time, though. Yes, it's like, it did. Shit, we're all gonna die.
So it was the unknown. So yeah, so I honestly, like, I feel like that's a part of the reason why I probably made it through school, just because everything was online at that point. So it was easy just to kind of fly through.
Yeah,
you know?
Like you weren't loving it before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I would say, like, it kind of sucked because, like, you know, yeah, I mean, what I didn't learn enough probably as I could have if I was in person. But anyways, sure. So that was that. And then actually when we were back in, like, in classes, like in person, mm-hmm. I took a personal training class my senior year. And we had to, like, train, like, a professor on campus.
Okay.
And, like, they would, like, sign up for this. Like, they knew the class was going on, and they'd, like, sign up for the program. And then, like, yeah. we could just, like, pick someone. But it wasn't, like, anyone from the exercise and sports science department. It was, like, from...
some random person.
Yeah. Like, okay. I think I trained, like, she was, like, an English professor. And okay. she was awesome. But, like, it was so much fun. And then, like, I had to, like, make her program. I had to, like, do an assessment with her. Mm-hmm. And I actually really liked the class. But I remember, like, thinking when we went through, like, all the legal stuff of being a personal trainer, I'm like, I could never do that because what if I get, like, sued? Like, yeah. that's where my
which
brain
is totally went. Overblown because yeah. it's not like we don't do, like, full medical questionnaires on all of our people or
right,
anything.
That's, right, yeah. So when I, like, so then I'm like, oh, well, I can't do that. That's too much, like, to pay attention to, you know. So I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, whatever. But I liked it. And then when I graduated college, I went and, like, did nutrition coaching for a bit at, like, a scammy business that I learned that was scammy.
Out of business now, right?
Yeah, it's out of business now. But, like, essentially you're giving people meal plans and all that stuff, you know. And then, yeah. then that's when, like,
was
my...
Wasn't you guys, like, the shakes and stuff?
Yeah.
Shakes and bars.
Give them shakes and bars, and they spend so much money on it. And, yeah. like, it's like they're in a constant circle because, like, they'll lose weight, but then they come back because it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
So, and then they take all their money
from... bars and drink shakes your whole life. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think... that's where, like, I started, like, getting, like, a more, like, I loved coaching. I loved mm-hmm. the coaching aspect. But, like, towards the end of it, I was starting to tell them, like, don't do this. Like, I was being very, yeah. like, go against what you're, like, doing here. Like, don't mm-hmm. do this. Like, this is not sustainable. And then that's when I kind of got an eye more for, like, nutrition type stuff that really interested
sure.
me. And then I'm like, okay, well, I like the coaching aspect. Then when I saw Strength Academy was hiring, when it came to River Falls, I'm like, well, how nice, because I was driving 30 minutes for the nutrition job.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, why can't I drive 5 minutes? Let's see if I can work something out here.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, now I've so been here
game
for
on.
Long.
It's
yeah.
just been crazy ever since then.
Right.
Just two chaotic years.
Yes. Not yeah. that was easy start by any means, but, I mean, now I can do nutrition coaching as well besides regular coaching.
Yeah.
But.
Ah, that's crazy. It's only been like 2.5 years and you were like, I kind of want to be a nutrition coach. And so were you working out at the time? Like when you first came to Strength Academy, were you
yes.
already training and stuff?
I was, but like I didn't have, actually one of my friends from college, he like dropped out and he was a personal trainer for a little while. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, can you help me like make a program? So he helped me out like kind of shaping out a program. And then I started going to like the Anytime Fitness by myself.
Yeah.
And super intimidating, of course, at yeah. first. Because I was like, you feel like
everybody's judging you.
Yeah, yep. yeah, yeah.
I was going to ask you, because we talked about this, like, last time. Because I feel, when I started at the gym, I guess I'm wondering if it's different, like, men versus women.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the gym, as far as, like, guys can be a very, like, I don't know, guys kind of, like, compare themselves on, like, an alpha level, right?
Sure.
And so I always felt like, oh, my God, I'm so skinny. These guys are, like, probably think I'm ridiculous. Why the hell is he even here? Why is he even trying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's never that way, right? It's 100% in your head, but I always felt like it was like this macho thing.
Sure.
But like, what's, is that different for women?
I mean, I guess it's kind of that way. I think it's more like girls can be mean, right? So I feel like you think, like, girls are, like, watching you being, like, you don't even know what you're doing. And, like, why are you here? Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be, like, working out. Or, like, it could, I mean, it also is even, like, I would say in the aspect of, like, the too skinny or maybe you're too overweight or whatever. Like, you think people are staring at you thinking that. But, like, I mean, really, no one's watching you, right? But it.
Did you want to be jacked when you first started? Was that your thing? Like, you're jacked now.
I wanted to be strong because I was always the, like, I mean, you get this because you're mm-hmm. tall and lengthy as well. Like, yep. I was always the skinny friend. I was, like, yeah. the tall, lengthy, like, freaky looking. I mean, not actually freaky looking, but, like, yeah, but all my friends were cute
and
short.
I've seen pictures of you from, like, high school, though. You were, you know, you were long-limbed, extremely a little lengthy. Gumby-ish.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, it's, like, I didn't know what to, like, yeah, I didn't know how to, like, use my body. You know
so
what I
mean?
So
I did, like, this all the time, yeah.
But, like, all, I mean, I feel like that's also maybe a difference of girls, or guys and girls, I don't know, but, like, I mean, all my girls were, or all my friends were, like, short and cute and small, and then I was just, like, the, like, skyscraper in comparison.
Hold on, let me get this right. You're like, oh, all my friends are cute and small, and so I'm going to get beefy.
Well, I guess I was tired of being just, like, the scrawny one, you know?
Oh, yeah,
so I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not,
so you just want
I don't
a little meat on your bones.
Yeah, like, I'm like, well, I don't want to gain weight, so I'm going to gain weight at muscle-wise.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I guess I decided.
Are you, because I think we all project, like, what we want, like, kind of our bodies to look like when we start. Have you surpassed that? Are you, or is it like, is there like another level that you're like still thinking about or that you were thinking about then?
Yeah.
What, I don't know. I guess, what did you think when you first started lifting?
Yeah,
you're
that's
like, I'm going to look like this.
Yeah.
We all do it.
Right. I think I definitely thought I'd be like super cut and like super. Like,
yeah, like shredded.
Yeah. But then like now that I'm, granted, I think I definitely want to like shred down now, but I think we're always our biggest critic, right? Because I think sometimes I look at myself and I'm like, oh, you don't even look strong. But it's like, well, you're way stronger if you look back before when you were a little twig, you know?
So yeah,
it's
totally.
Like, there's definitely like another level I'm looking for sure. Mm-hmm. So
that's how it always is. People, I feel like I might look in the mirror and be critical of like a body part. Mm-hmm. And somebody else that is insecure about that same body part might look at, like, if let's say I was, like, super insecure about my arms. I'm like, oh, my God, they're so noodly and skinny.
Yeah.
Somebody else is walking in the gym and be like, God, I wish I had his arms.
Yes.
You know, so it's just that.
So true. It's that
whole, wherever your place is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have somebody that you were following and learning from when you first started, or was it just, like, your own stuff?
Yeah. Actually, there was, there's a girl that was on Instagram, and she has, like, a podcast and stuff. I remember, like, I think when I first started, I was talked to. Of course I'm going to tell you. It's Deanna Magro. I always talked about her all the time. But, like, she, I always liked watching her stuff because, like, she was very educational. Mm-hmm. And, like, too, like, she looked awesome, you know. But, like, she's the first to tell you, like I haven't always looked this way. Like, I've worked my ass off.
It.
Yeah.
She's still doing stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's even more shredded than she was.
No, we'll just build this thing up, and you can have her on the podcast.
Yeah.
How sick would that be?
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be kind of a dream come
true,
huh?
Maybe we can be on hers. Shout out the...
Uh-oh.
Mental Reps podcast. That's what it is.
Big fan.
Big fan.
That's cool. I just, when you showed up at the gym, I mean, you're clearly like, you had like the body of like an athlete, right? Like you could move and, but you weren't nearly as stacked as you are now. And guys, go on Matrace's Instagram and go look through like what she looked like 2 years ago versus now, because you've stacked on so much muscle. Mm-hmm. But, like when you started lifting and stuff, were you strong at first? Were you naturally strong?
No. Well, my legs. How about my legs always were, but my arms weren't, like, and that was the part I was most like insecure about, I would say, because they were just like so long and there was like nothing to them, you know? And I've told you this story, but like when I was younger, my dad would always tell me that, like, you have long arms, you need to start lifting early. And I'm like, what? And I never understood that. Like, I was like, what does that even mean that I need to start lifting now because my arms are so long? Because he always told me I'd have such a harder time later on trying to build muscle.
Yeah.
And I'm
like he was kind of right.
He, in a way, but like, that's not just your arms, that's everywhere. If like you start later, right? I mean, like it's hard.
I do think that's true though, because as I analyze that as a tall person,
yeah.
I'm like the amount. It's like the amount of muscle mass it takes proportionally to make it look wide compared to how long it is. It's like if you're like, I'm 6'4", long arms, like what the amount of muscle mass I have to stack on my arms to make them look like bulbous mm-hmm. compared to somebody who's 5'2" is like a ton.
That's a really
But
good
if
point.
You do it, then it's like, oh,
it's like, look
you
what
put
I
in
did.
Some freaking work. Yeah. It's even more impressive.
That's true. So I feel like that's been like the piece that I'm like, oh, but like, also, I feel like more of, rather than like seeing myself, I think it's like, oh, I can't believe I can lift some weights that I actually can. Because like 2-3 years ago, I would never would have been able to, you know? Yeah. So
do you think it's like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like you know, the typical guy thing, right, is like bench press. Like, how much can you bench? So you think it's like more rewarded, like it's like cooler if you can like squat heavy as a girl. Like, you don't get rewarded for like being strong upper body.
Yeah.
As far as like by your friends or social media or whatever.
I feel like social media makes it more of lower body, I would say, for sure.
Everybody's a glute girl. Nobody's like the shoulder girl.
Yeah, no. Well, there's some.
Are there?
If you look, there is some, but it is more glutes, I would say. Yeah, glutes are like quads is what everyone wants now, right? I know I want big quads. I saw this video, and this girl said that she wants quads so big that when she steps in the room, like, everything shakes.
There you go.
I'm like, that's a good goal.
So that every time you walk, you just chafe?
Yeah.
You're like, my life is pain, but I look wonderful.
But it looks great. It's worth it.
Yeah. You'll get there.
Yeah, one day.
I feel like you'll get there.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's cool. Okay, so start lifting. I don't know where I'm going now. Why don't you ask me something?
I know. I was thinking of your track stuff, but now back to your lifting. I guess you've never really said, like, when did you start lifting and when did you start, like, noticing changes and wanting to, like, when did you get addicted to lifting? Not addicted.
Well, I feel like it was, you know, because I, like I said, I was skinny, but I was really scrawny when I was young. Like,
sure.
I had trouble in sports because I was so freaking scrawny and weak. And so there's, like, a few moments I just remember that. So I remember when I was, like, probably eighth grade, freshman in high school, maybe like seventh grade. My dad always had like a weight room in the basement because he always lifted.
Yeah.
And so I always thought, yeah, I want to lift because like my dad was big and strong and it was just like there for me that it's like, okay, that's what you are when you're an adult. That's a good adult male lifts weights and he likes it. And but I was so scrawny that the nice thing about being scrawny is you can always see your abs. And so I would always do ab stuff. Because then I could actually like see the abs, and that was probably the first thing that I saw.
Sure.
But I remember specifically like this, like where your shoulder does this weird indent thing right here.
Yeah.
That when I finally got into like eighth grade and I was starting to maybe put on a little bit of muscle, it's like still like pre-puberty or whatever, but I saw that and I was like, that's muscle depth. And I was like psyched about it. So I would just spend some time in our home weight room, but not anything. It was like, do some curls, do some sit-ups. Nothing. Maybe me and my friends would have a poker night and we'd try to see how many times we could curl the bar or whatever.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
But I remember it was, we could start weightlifting at the high school weight room when we were in eighth grade to start lifting for football.
Okay.
My dad didn't want me to do that because he was a big believer that the rumor used to be if you were too young and you started weightlifting that you would stunt your growth. And there's no basis for that. It's not true. If anything, like, they think it enhances growth at this point. But he was nervous about that and didn't want that to happen. So he said, if you show me that you can do 100 push-ups at home, they don't have to be 100 in a row, break them up, but 100 within a decent time frame, then you can go to the weight room.
Oh.
And so I was like, awesome. All right, cool. So I went and started doing some push-ups, and I sucked really bad at them. And I said, okay, I'll wait another year, and I'll just go when I'm a freshman.
Oh.
And so I didn't have, like, a big drive. But then, you know, puberty was great to me. It was as soon as like I shot up in weight. Like I remember my freshman year in high school, I was in the football weight room and I was so freaking weak. I was like 160 pounds and 6'1". So I was real skinny. Mm. And I remember one of these coaches, this linebacker coach, I'll never forget this. Like I kind of like harbor resentment against him because I was trying to bench 95 pounds, a 25 on each side. And I could barely eke out like one. And he's like, this is just in your head. You can do 115. So they slapped 10s on each side. And he's like, you can do it. And at that point, he had like a group around me. And I was embarrassed as all get out. And I tried to do it and I failed. And it's lucky that didn't like kick me out of the weight room because I was like furious at that guy for a long time because it made me look so stupid. But then like you fast forward a year, testosterone floods the system, you grow.
Yeah.
And I kept lifting because that was part of sports. And then I remember the next year I could like bench 185 or something like that. And I had just all of a sudden grown and I had some shape and everything. So then it, like once I realized if I just put in the work that it changes, that's like, that's easy.
Yeah.
So, especially in high school when you're nervous about basically every part of your life, the fact that I could just go into the gym and like make myself more confident and better. And at the time very much felt that that was a key to me being better at football.
Yeah.
Then it was just, and then it never stopped.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, with that, when did you have like a drive to want to open a gym? Have you always had that drive or was that like something recent?
I don't know. I think though I liked weightlifting, but everything was sports at the beginning. It was just like, I just wanted to be a professional high jumper. Like that was all I wanted to do. I loved track so much. I loved high jump. And it wasn't until after I got done jumping that I was like, okay, I'll get into the weight room now. Cause when I was a high jumper, I was like thick for a high jumper. Even like, even when I was skinny, I was like maybe 200, 205 pounds.
Sure. Oh, whereas,
and like at 6'4", but like professional high jumpers at 6'4" weigh like 165 to 185.
Yeah.
And so they're skinny, that is insane, actually. Right? Yeah. Skinny, and they can jump out of the gym. So then finally, after I was done with high jump, I had avoided all upper body lifting basically my whole college career because I said, oh, that doesn't contribute to me jumping high. And if I put on muscle mass, I'm going to jump less high.
Sure.
So I'm just not going to do it. So finally, when I left college, I was, my lower body was like jacked. Like it was like a horse on the bottom and like a 10-year-old boy on the top.
You're like the opposite of every other man, I feel like, in life. They always skip leg day, but you did not.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And my family just has big legs too. So we just stacked on muscle mass. But so then I started getting into lifting, started putting on muscle mass, and that was awesome. And I just kind of got hooked on that. And I was always a science guy, so like chemistry major, all that stuff. So I really got into the science behind it, and then just ended up deciding that I'm going to go and be an exercise science major, go do my master's, all that stuff. So I just kept lifting. There was like a hiatus where I was in like my bartending, like going out and drinking all the time phase where I didn't make any progress. And then finally I got sick of that life, and I just like moved out of the town I was in where all like the people that I was hanging out with were. I moved away kind of to a place where I didn't really know anybody and got an apartment by myself for the first time. And then it was just, I just lifted and went to work. And that's when I stacked on a bunch of muscle, started doing some physique shows. But even at this time, I wasn't coaching. Like I had all this education and I was learning all the time, but I wasn't even coaching. So it's not like I was like, this is what I want to do with my career. I just felt like if I maybe did this physique stuff, maybe one day I can make fitness my career, but I'm just working this desk job while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So finally I got fed up eventually after I'd done a physique show and I'd done all this stuff and I learned all this. I had my master's and I wasn't using it, and I was just working a desk job as an Excel junkie. And I would watch Instagram and I would see people give out false information, and it just pissed me off like more than it should. I was just irrationally angry about it. And so I finally was like, well, you can't be angry if you don't go do it yourself. And so then I jumped ship, went into personal training, and then never really looked back. And then from there, it was like I worked for a personal trainer, and I remember, or worked for a guy who had a personal training gym, and I thought, oh, that'd be cool to own the place, but I never really, you know, manifested that I could do that because I have no idea how you do that.
Sure.
Then I went and rented space from another gym, and the people who owned that, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But then I took that break where I went to the fire department, and I don't, it was during that time where I started thinking, it just stayed in my head for like years and years where it was like, oh, it'd be cool to be own a gym. It'd be cool to own a gym. It'd be cool to own a gym. And so finally, when we decided to move here, I was part of the fire department. And then it was just like, okay, if you don't do this now, you're never going to do it.
Yeah.
And the frame of reference was just that when I'm 80 years old, I knew I was going to regret not doing it. Like even if I did it and I failed and I like sucked at being a gym owner, then I was going to be fine with having tried and failed because I just knew that I was going to regret it. It was in my head for that many years that at that point I was just like, no, when I get to 80, if I haven't done this, I'm going to regret it.
Yeah.
So wow. Yeah, that's how it developed. I'm not really sure. And then it was after I decided to open the gym that I kind of got into the business side of it. And then that's been like super addicting.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's really cool. But I mean, that's awesome that you ended up jumping into it, even though like you're listening to yourself. Okay. I've been listening, thinking about this for a while, like something I should go into. And obviously we're very grateful you did, but like how cool, because most people would go through their whole life and go to 80 and be like, oh, I wish I would have done
that.
You know?
Well, I was lucky. It's inspiring. Because you go into the fire department and you think you're going to be there. I was going to be there for 25 years. And I kept telling myself, one of the reasons I wanted to be a firefighter was because I loved training, but I felt like it was just being a personal trainer. I felt like I was going to spend all my time in the gym and have no time for my family. And that it was like a fluctuating income. I was just kind of seeing the writing on the wall. So
yeah.
Once me and Tara got married, and then I was starting to think about, holy crap, I'm going to have a family at some point. I got really nervous about the personal training stuff. So I started looking into fire and figured that on days that I wasn't working fire, I could just train people out of my like house gym or something. Sure. And that was the whole plan. And we did that when I was on the fire department. I built a gym in our garage I started looking at getting clients in there. But I found that since I had our bills paid with the fire department, that there was no drive to like actually do it.
Yeah.
I was comfortable. And so when we decided to move, it was like the one chance where it was like, you either course correct now or you're never going to do it.
Right.
And I think I really think if I had joined another fire department once we moved here, which was the plan originally, I think I'd be in it, and that would be the next 20 years of my life.
And you wouldn't have done anything with the gym or anything?
Yeah, I think it would have been dead stuff, especially now that we have kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't blame people at all for not wanting to pull, like, out of their regular jobs to go do what they love when they have kids, because it's just your brain thinks differently when you know you're providing for other people.
Sure. And
so safe is definitely the way.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I didn't know, like, any of that, so that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Well, neither of us, right? Well, it wasn't like, hey, I want to be this, and it's been a direct route. It's just like you kind of, I don't know, the best thing you can do is go out and try a bunch of stuff, because you're going to learn what you like and don't like about it, and then you just kind of keep course correcting until you find something awesome.
Right. Dang. Okay, so now I'm pulling you back a little bit, because I liked when you asked me the question because I had to think about it. So now you know what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. When you were like 8 years old or six, whatever, you asked me, like, do you know what the heck you wanted to do at all?
Yeah, I wanted to be a detective. Like, I thought detectives were, you know, like, you wear a trench coat.
You have your little, like,
why do I want to wear a trench coat as an 8 year old? But, like, you know, you have the hat and the trench coat, and you have your magnifying glass. I just always liked the whole, I used to read those books, like the Boxcar Children. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yes, I've never read them, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like sleuth type of things, like solving mysteries.
Yeah.
And I loved that stuff. So I always liked the problem solving, and I felt like people who could do that were smart. And I think I got patted on the back for being smart a lot when I was younger. And so I was like, I just want to be smart.
Yeah.
You know, or at least have people think I'm smart.
Yeah.
And so I always wanted to be a detective. Yeah.
Oh, I've actually never heard anyone say that's a really interesting.
But I mean, it wasn't like a detective the way it is now, but I thought it was when you're eight, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that, God, I don't even know. Once I got into high school, I just knew that I knew I was good at school. And so I remember we went through this counseling thing where they kind of show you jobs in high school. And I was just like, went up the list and saw anesthesiologist, $300,000 a year. Okay, I'll do that. I figured, like, okay, school's easy for me. I like science. I like math. Like, I'll just go do that, because why wouldn't I do the thing that can make the most amount of money?
Yeah.
So the plan was med school until I got partway through college. It was always just med school. Like, that was what
really?
I was going to do. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it was like, I don't know. It's the same thing as when people, you know how, like, did you have to think about going to college at all?
No.
It was just like what you did, right?
Yes, which is weird though, because my mom never went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad went to like a 2 year, which is still college, I guess. But like it was computer science. That's so
funny. Same thing with my parents. My mom
really?
Never went to, I don't think she went to any schooling past high school. She might even got her GED for all I know, because she had a kid at like 17. But my dad, I think, went to 2 year tech school.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And but it wasn't even like, it was like, you go to college.
Yeah.
At least the messaging when I was young was, you go to college or you're going to end up digging ditches your whole life.
That's pretty much how it was,
yeah,
I'd say,
like,
too.
Like, fear-mongering almost.
Yeah, yeah. Because my mom would always say, like, I wish I would have went to school. So then I was like, oh, I don't want to be like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, my dad doesn't even use his degree, which is fine. Most people honestly don't anyways.
No.
But, like, but then that was, like,
I have a chemistry degree.
Me.
I'm not using that crap, you know?
Well,
mixing my coffee, being like equal parts.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. That can be your second business.
Yeah, go into the chemical business.
Yeah, that's cool. Or, well, coffee company.
Probably pretty lucrative. But yeah, I don't. What was the question that you asked that we got onto this? Because so you didn't second guess it, right? It was just like, this is what you do: is you go to college, and then you pop out and you make $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
No questions asked, and you're happy and healthy the rest of your life, and you get 2.3 kids and a white picket fence.
Biggest scam ever.
Yeah, totally. And so I was fully in that. Like, I fully believed that you have to go to a super good school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I chose Marquette because it was, like, considered a high academic school. It was, like, the harder it was to get into, the better it was, which was not the case. I had way more fun being in a smaller Division III school when I was there my last 2 years than I did my first 2 years at Marquette. But I very much had bought into that. It was like, nope, I go to school, I become a doctor, I make my family and my town proud.
Yeah.
And it's been a long process of unpeeling all that stuff over the course. You know, I'm going to turn 36 this year, and I think there's still shit that I have, like, belief systems in my head that I haven't questioned yet.
Sure.
That, you know, are ingrained, that are similar to that, where
it's
like, no, why am I chasing this? Oh, I've never really thought about whether I actually want it or not. It's just like what you're told.
It's like,
want.
No question. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that that's actually a really hard thing. So I feel like, especially when you're younger, even like what your parents tell you, think that like they're the guardian, like they know everything, right? Even now as I'm older, I'm like, well, actually, you guys don't know everything.
Have
like
you talked to them about that? Not about not knowing everything, but about the college thing, about whether it was a good idea to go and stuff.
No, I really haven't.
About that.
I should. Well, okay, so what did they say about it?
My dad is pretty honest that, like, he's like, yeah, that was just like the thing. It was like everybody was nervous that if your kid didn't go to school, you'd be unhirable, because that's what it was for them. Like the mm-hmm. college degree gave such an advantage. Mm-hmm. They're like, why wouldn't we send our kids to college? But now he looks back and says like, yeah, it was probably a poor investment. And he always tells a story. He remembers this. I don't remember it, but he presented me with like the loan documents for college. And it's like, hey, Nick, he said, just so you know, when you're done, you're going to be, I'll just pick a random number. It was something like, you know, $30,000 in debt or something like that. He's like, are you okay with this? And he says, I told him that I have no idea. Like, I have no context for what $30,000 is. You know, I didn't really work through high school because I played mm-hmm. so many sports that my parents made a deal with me. They're like, you do 3 sports and drive your younger brother and sister wherever we want, and we'll pay for your gas. And that was like the deal. So I didn't have to work. So I had no idea what $30,000 meant. I just knew that, like, well, if I make $100,000 a year, I'll pay that off easy. Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
And so sitting here now, it's like the opposite. It's like make $30,000 a year and have $100,000 in debt for most people, you know?
Right. No, that's so true. I agree. And like, that I'm so grateful. Like, yeah, I'll be in debt for a while from school, whatever. But thank God I didn't go to Nebraska like I wanted to. I would be like hundreds and hundreds in debt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no joke.
That is crazy to think of.
I know. It's like if you had to redo it.
Yeah.
I went to 2 private schools. One of them, like, I was in the state I grew up in, and I still went to a freaking private school. So it was crazy. It was just dumb. Luckily, my little brother learned from my mistakes and went to, you know, a state school and paid off his debt really fast and everything. But
you live and learn, whatever. You wouldn't have gotten the experiences you got.
Yeah, right? I'm not upset about it.
No.
You know, it's just like, yeah, you kind of look back and be like, I feel like I got had as a 17-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because, like, you have to make so many decisions at that young or that age that it's like, holy crap, like, I remember the day I got dropped off at college and I was like, oh my God, I'm by myself. I'm an adult. What do I do? You know?
Like, you were nervous about it?
Yeah.
See, well, I remember being nervous the first like week, but what I remember more, almost like a core adult memory, was I met some of the guys in my dorm hall and they're like, hey, we're going to go out and find a party. And I was like, awesome. You know, I did some drinking in high school, but it was always like this whole thing where if my parents found out I was in huge trouble and I was going to screw up sports. And we went out and found a place that was like $5 a cup. And we got drunk and we came back and I woke up the next day at whatever, like 10 a.m. And we all just like laughed about the stories from the night before. And I had this like sense of, it was like a relaxation because I woke up and I didn't have to be nervous that my parents were going to find out what I did because they were freaking the whole state away. They're like 4 hours away. They had no idea what I did the night before and there's no way for them to find out. And I remember being like, this is awesome. But I have pretty strict parents, so.
Yes, that is a way to look at it, actually. That's really funny.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, this place is great.
Yeah, this is amazing. I can just drink myself silly and nobody can tell me I'm being bad. Yeah. That ended up being, But.
That's funny.
What do you think? Back to strength a little bit?
Yeah.
We got down a rabbit hole there.
We got down a major rabbit hole.
Stat, how long have we been talking for? Oh, that means we got to cut this soon because I have to go take Summer to her doctor's appointment.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
yes.
Baby doctor's appointment. What else? You got anything else you want to chat about before we...
I'm trying to think. I want to ask you like a question.
This is the first one. So I want to know, put it out there so that we can rewind this in the future. Like, what are you going to do, Matresa? Like 5-10 years, you get everything you want out of like this career and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to end up doing?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I was going to try and put you on the spot. Yep, you put me on the spot.
I did it to you first. The veteran move.
Well, right now, in this day and age, I enjoy, like, making content. And I enjoy, like, I want to educate more people. So mm-hmm. I guess, for me, it would be, like, in 5-10 years, I picture myself also having, like, a pretty big, base on like Instagram or wherever, social media somewhere. Maybe it's YouTube. I don't know what the heck it is.
Yeah.
But I'm like teaching others. Maybe I don't know if I'm coaching them, but like I'm like still teaching others like advice or like they're looking at me as I do. Like Deanna, for example, I was talking about earlier. You know, so I'd say like I'm making a bigger impact than I am currently, I would say would be my big thing.
I think that's how it works. Oh, you start making an impact locally. I think people drive themselves nuts with that. Right? It's like, let's say you get out of college or something like that, and you're like, I want to make an impact. And then you try to figure out how you're going to make like a worldly impact, but that's such a big task that you just get depressed and then you get angry at the world that you can't have what you want or you think other people have things you don't. Whereas if you just start like, you know, you can only affect like this tiny circle, right? Like family and friends, like you still work with family and friends and, you know, you're impacting them and then it gets bigger and now you're affecting River Falls. And then hopefully with this stuff, it's just like,
yeah,
it's bigger and bigger.
Yeah. You
get there eventually.
Yeah. I would say that maybe I'm working at a different location of Strength Academy.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 5-10 years, Nicholas?
Oh, I don't know.
Your kids
That's
will be like.
That's a good question. 13. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'll be in River. I mean, I hope I'm in River Falls. I don't see any reason I wouldn't be like, I love this place. But it's so dumb that I'm trying to think out this answer a little bit. I actually think owning the business has made me stop projecting so far in the future. Which was always my thing. I was always, when I was younger, I was like, where I'm going to be this in 10 years. So I have to start working on this now. And because everything's so unpredictable on the business side and the gym that we have now, even though I absolutely love the gym, more than like, I couldn't have predicted that it has become what it has become. Yeah. You just start doing something and you make adjustments and you see what works and you see what doesn't. And then you see where you end up and you're usually pretty happy with it. But I guess if I had to project it out 5-10 years, fudge. So I go back and
beating
forth.
Around the bush.
So there's the Strength Academy line, like the Strength Academy, let's just call it like timeline, where it's like, well, what do we want to do with Strength Academy? You know, what I would love for this to become is providing so much valuable and so many resources to people. I think it's similar to what you just said. I had these people that I could go on YouTube and learn from, and I'm grateful to them, and I'll probably never meet them, but I'm grateful to these people that put out so much content that when I had that itch to learn about it, there was so much there for me to dive into and to keep me like almost addicted to a good habit. Like Steve Cook was a guy for me he's still on the scene and he doesn't do as much now, I don't think, but he had this series called Swolger Nation. And it was just him. He was one of the first men's physique pros.
Okay.
And so it was just a lot of videos of him like telling you like, hey, I hit these exercises because it's going to help my bicep peak. And then of course he was in insane shape. And so I watch every video over the course of his like 12 week cut and he's getting more shredded and more shredded and tan. And you're just like, oh my God, I want to look like that.
Yeah.
And so I hope that we can provide resources like that to people. And I don't think that we'll be down like that kind of more physique bodybuilding vein. I really want to provide as much resources to just general public that just wants to get into strength training.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I would go and read articles on Testosterone Nation and like learn things when I was younger. That's what I want Strength Academy to be. So, you know, that's going to be a combination of things that are online and all those resources. But definitely if it's in the cards, I would love to have like, I would love for Strength Academy to be a staple in most places, just like an Orange Theory is in a lot of bigger cities or Anytime Fitness is in most like even smaller towns. It seems to me that as technology increases and there's more things that pop up in smaller types of towns, like we just got a Starbucks here and our town's like 15,000 people. And that was like, oh my God, like we're on the map. I want Strength Academy. It makes sense that there should be a place where you could go and do strength training classes in pretty much every town. Like if there's a place to get like, you know, 10 tons of sugar coffee, then there should be a place to strength train.
Couldn't agree more.
So that's the Strength Academy side. And then the other thing that I think I'll end up having to scratch as an itch is I've gotten so hooked on the business side of things because I've self-identified that I think I just like complex problems. Like if the problem, going back to the detective thing, if the problem's harder to solve, I'm even more interested in solving it because it's like, it's interesting and not that many people can solve those problems. So you get like, you know, you get the round of applause for it.
For sure.
And that's what I think business has become for me is like the ultimate problem to solve because it involves like, you know, everything that's unpredictable, people and market conditions and everything else. And you have to be such a, you know, straight person to be able to do it the right way that I think it would be really fun to own some other businesses at some point. And I don't know what those look like. I'm really interested in the short term. And I know I'm taking a long time to answer this, but I'm really interested in the short term to just like, if I had to project over the next 5 years, like what I would do, I've completely localized that to just what can I do in the community of River Falls?
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as we figure this, like the gym thing out to the point where we have a really good operational system and it's more me just kind of moving the pieces as an owner, then I'm psyched about what other things, because before this, there wasn't any like, there wasn't a class-based gym in River Falls. So a lot of people are like, oh my God, I'm so glad that this is here simply from the fact that I was driving 30 minutes to another town for this. So I'll be looking around going like, what other things can we open that are like legit beneficial to the town? You know, like especially some things for kids. Like, I don't know that a donut shop is beneficial, and we do technically have one, but I just think it's kind of crap. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just scratch that itch of like, what do I look around and say, like, as a person who has a family and is planning on living here for the next 20 years, what are the things I wish this town had? And maybe that's next business.
Yeah. Love it.
Long answer.
Well, but you're optimistic, right? You got to have aspirations of this. That's good.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I just think that'd be cool, right? It's like, if you had to summarize like what you did with your life, if I could legitimately say that I came to River Falls and like, you know, I gave more than I take from it, you know, like provided something that people are like, hey, I'm really glad that dude moved here because like he opened a couple things that are really cool. Like that's, I don't know. That's all
change
I need.
Change the town for the better.
Yeah. That's all I need. I feel like I could be pretty content with my existence.
Yeah. You know? I love it.
Yeah. Well, that's that. All right. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at MatresaFit and find me on Instagram.
Yep, that's it.
Yep, that's where okay. that's the one spot I'd say.
Yeah, me personally on Instagram, I'm at Nick NICK _ Byom BYOM. But you can find all of our gym stuff at Strength Academy on Instagram. Our home gym, it's at Strength Academy RF, standing for River Falls. And then if you go to like YouTube or pretty much anywhere else, you're gonna find us at Strength Academy 101. You know, follow us. We're going to be putting out tons of educational information and we'll keep doing this and just hopefully, I don't know, provide some good information to people. There was something else I wanted to say there. What am I missing, Stet? No idea? You're not even listening. Our camera guy's not even listening.
MATRACA for reference.
Yes.
Can you spell that? Instagram, YouTube.
So when we post this, because we'll post it on YouTube, right? And we'll put it on the podcast, but if you go to any of our social medias and you're like, hey, I've got questions, because eventually we want this to be a little bit more question and answer too. Mm-hmm. If you have questions about fitness, nutrition, life, anything, please send them and we'll make sure that we answer them on the podcast.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Cool. Strength 101. Peace out.